You're with Annie and Tobiah on Solidarity Breakfast on 3CR, your community radio. And we're up to the end of the program. We're going to finish up with a piece. It was from the Pacific Peace Network, and it was pithily titled, "Is AUKUS Worth Dying For?" Question mark. And it was on at the end of November 2024, and it gave a space for nine different people from across the Pacific to talk about how AUKUS and the readying of America and its allies to provoke a war with China is actually affecting the people in the Pacific. And I've plucked out one of the speakers. It's Nique Flores from Guam, and she gives a fairly spooky look into what's going on in the AUKUS arena. And one of the reasons why we're talking about it today to kick off the year, because of course it's one of the major issues for this, for us all, is that today they're having a planning meeting at 10 a.m. It's a Zoom. So if you wanted to look up Pacific Peace Network, you'd probably be able to find the link if you're interested. It's at 10 a.m. today at our time. Anyway, this is the overview that Nick gave us. I'll put the link to the entire piece that they put up on YouTube.
Our next speaker is Nique Flores. Nique is no stranger to these meetings and, in fact, one of the founding members of the Pacific Peace Network as well. Always wonderful to have Nique join us at this these webinars. Nique describes herself in her introduction as a queer Chamorro activist, artist and daughter of Guahan. She is a member of several community organisations that focus on Chamorro self-determination, environmental justice, and the protection of sacred sites. Thank you very much, Nique. Over to you.
Thank you, Annette and Liz and all the organisers for today. And really want to thank the previous speakers from Jeju, Japan, and the Philippines. We are really so connected in confronting the increase of the military-industrial complex in our region and confronting that in real time on a regular basis as we're seeing the impacts to our environments, our communities, to the health and safety and the future of our homeland. So it's really an honor to be here with you all today and stand in solidarity with all of you against war making, against this beast, this Leviathan that does not care about anything we hold sacred, only cares about profit and exploitation. And really to think about how all of our struggles, all of the atrocities we're experiencing, while they're all connected here in the Pacific, they're also connected to what's happening in Palestine right now. The destruction and devastation of our lands and people happening here for military expansion are directly connected to the genocide happening in Palestine. So it's truly an honor to be here with you all. Yes, Guam is part of the second island chain here, Guahan, the Northern Marianas, and other parts of Micronesia, actually, which aren't identified on this map, including Palau. We're all experiencing a massive military infrastructure increase. Of course, the first island chain includes Korea, Japan, Okinawa, of course, Taiwan, and the Philippines. This is the United States' lineup of force projection in the Pacific, should they enter into a conflict with China or North Korea. And so we would be the first hit. We are known as first strike communities, should the conflict escalate. And what's interesting to note is that while Guam is experiencing a massive military increase with the relocation of Marines from Okinawa to Guam, we're also seeing a lot of infrastructure in Saipan and the Northern Marianas. There is right now a divert airfield being built in the Northern Marianas in Tinian. This is the site where the nuclear bombs that landed in Hiroshima, Nagasaki, murdering and contaminating, murdering many people and contaminating that land permanently, really, Those came from Tinian. And that airfield, that very same airfield, is now being expanded. It's called a divert airfield because it's the backup airfield. Should Guam be devastated in war, this is where, the first place where the United States is going to transition a lot of military personnel and resources directly to Tinian. And also Palau right now has four massive military projects. All of these projects are in violation of our rights as Indigenous people to free, prior, and informed consent, violations of international law to protect that. But also in this case of Palau, they're violating their country laws to protect their environment. Right now, Palau is actually engaged in a lawsuit with attorney Julian Ugin, who's from Guam, who's Chamorro. The Ibil Society there has entered into a lawsuit to try to stop the destruction that these U.S. military projects are causing in Palau. And we're very proud also to say that we've collaborated with Blue Ocean Law as well. They've on our behalf, submitted a testimony to the United Nations Special Rapporteurs on Human Rights and the Environment, also for the same violations of free, prior, and informed consent. And then, of course, as you can see here, the third island chain includes Aotearoa, to Hawaii, and Australia is right there, between all the island chains. Just a few days ago, the U.S. Brought to Guam a Virginia class nuclear powered submarine. This is the first time we've had a war fighting submarine, an attack submarine of this nature stationed in Guam, although there are 73 throughout the Pacific. This really reflects the buildup in Guam. And actually, there was even an article in the War Zone which mentions that we may see also in Guam Canberra class submarines as well, as part of the AUKUS strategy, that this development of having the presence of this Virginia submarine could play a role in the trilateral agreement of AUKUS. In any case, in addition to the increase of submarines, we're looking at the establishment of the missile defense system here in Guam. And the military is going to establish what they're calling a 360 missile defense system in 16 sites from the north to the south of the island. This, they claim that a lot of it is only going to be on military occupied land. However, several acres extend into the ocean and into private areas outside of the military occupied areas. This proposal is going to really exacerbate environmental challenges right now. They've identified already several hazardous wastes that need to be removed at all sites, including lead contamination, pesticide contamination. And of course, this sort of establishment of the missile defense system makes us a bigger target of war. And as Leland Bettis, an expert with the Pacific Center for Island Security, just mentioned in our local paper just today, you know, whether it's 16, 19, 23, or 50 sites in the missile defense system, none of those is going to be enough to manage any kind of attack that Guam could endure from other countries, China or North Korea. And so while they're destroying these sites to build up this so-called missile defense system, it's not really going to keep us safe. And in the meantime, there's absolutely no money or effort going into building civilian bomb shelters or evacuation plans. We had war. We were attacked, of course, and occupied by Japan for over 3 years during World War II. We were attacked on the same day as Pearl Harbor. But then, of course, the United States had a very violent recapture and reoccupation of our island, and which we've never really recovered from. And of course, immediately after the war, they built up these permanent bases for the region. And next, aside from the missile defense system, they're also doing missile testing, which they plan to start this month. This was something that came up really quick just a few months ago. The military announced that they were going to do these missile testing where they would launch a missile from Guam, either from land or from the water, into the sky over the ocean between the Northern Islands and Guam. And that a defense missile would then launch from somewhere else. And this debris would just land in the open water over between Guam and the North Islands. This is absolutely terrifying to us. There's absolutely no plans to remove or remediate this contamination in the ocean. And this image, is this graphic that they've released, is so horrifying to me because the Northern Islands aren't even depicted there. They've done no work to engage the community there, to get them involved in the commenting process that's happening right now. And we're in a very heavy commenting period right now. They've literally given us one commenting period after another this year, from F-15 bed down, from Singapore here, where we're going to anticipate the presence of F-15 fighter jets here, to the missile testing, to the missile defense system, to all kinds of other projects associated with the Marines relocation from Okinawa to Guam. And just to close, just an interesting note as well, that the consulate general, the Australian consulate general based out of Honolulu, came to the Marianas just recently, very recently, and plans to come to Guam and the Northern Marianas twice a year. And this is directly associated with the increased militarization of our region, and AUKUS, of course, saying that they're, you know, promoting AUKUS in the region. So there's an official diplomat of Australia based in Honolulu who's now coming here to sell us the idea of AUKUS and how we need it and how it's going to keep us safe here. And so, as we can see, we're all very closely connected. Meanwhile, the threats of nuclear war are growing every single day, and we need to demand diplomacy, disarmament, and genuine security now. And we have to let this gentlemen and everybody else know that we know that AUKUS is not a true form of security. It's not to support diplomacy, and that we have to fight it in the Pacific, as well as the expansion of U.S. militarization throughout the Pacific and the world. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here with all of you today.
Thank you so much, Nick.
And that's it. It's a bit freaky, isn't it? Australia being used by the Americans to proselytize about AUKUS in the Pacific. It's pretty outrageous.
You can see the rest of that you were saying on YouTube.
I'll put the link on. It's really interesting to listen to what people have got to say in other parts of the Pacific.